Hi there, welcome to the inaugural podcast of Berks Teens Matter. I am your host, Beth Ireland. I am excited to be the host for this brand new, well, sort of brand new initiative in Berks County that aims to reduce teen pregnancy by 40% by the year 2022. On today's podcast, we're just going to learn the basics of the program, what it is. It's kind of going to just give you all the information you need going forward. And then from here on out, we're going to have awesome guests and great statistics and stories for you to hear and all kinds of fun stuff. So with me today, I have Dr. Jen May, who is currently the project coordinator of Berks Teens Matter, but she's been with the initiative as a consultant since the very, very beginning. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you.
Jen, tell us, take us way back. When did this initiative, when did we start talking about it? How did it happen?
So about 2011, Nadine Smet-Weiss, who is an employee of Cook County Wellness Services, and Sheila Bressler, who works for CASP, they knew that there was a need in the community to do some teen pregnancy prevention, primary teen pregnancy prevention, and a lot of other different things we're having in the community and policy and funding, and they began to pull a work group together to do some action steps, if you will, in the community to reduce the teen pregnancy rate.
All right, so let's start there. Give us some numbers. Why is this an issue in Berks County versus, say, the state versus the national average?
Okay. Right now, in Pennsylvania, about every 19 per 1,000 15 to 19-year-olds give birth before they turn 20. In Pennsylvania, it's 19, but then when we go to Berks County, it's 36, and then wow. If we go into the city of Reading, it goes up into the 80s. So we are well above the Pennsylvania rate. Pennsylvania in and of itself is doing actually really well, but then we have pockets in Pennsylvania, and Berks County is one of those that just still has high teen birth rates.
So the goal of reducing teen pregnancy in Berks County by 40%, that will put us on par nationally?
No, we will still be a little bit higher than nationally, and also because the national and state rates are continuing to decline. I'm assuming that they will continue to decline, so right. we're just trying to get as close to them as possible.
Right.
So no, we will not be in line with them if we make our goal, but we'll be much better than we were.
Yeah. Okay, so 2011, the need is identified, a group of people gets together,
right.
Then what happens?
And then at that time, so the group of people who got together were really like the worker bees, Sheila used to call us. So we're the caseworkers, the social workers, the educators. And we did a lot of great things in the community. We did 500 surveys with parents and teens and medical providers to see what the need was, where they thought we should really focus our efforts. And then we took the results from that, and we did some major events like Start the Conversations at the Miller Center, which was an interactive play between parent and child about how best to communicate about sexuality. And then we did some other smaller things. We did as many presentations as we could in the area to doctors and to parents, just to get the word out about, what the birth rate was and why it's important for the community to, you know, put some effort towards this. And so this went on for about 3 years, and we did some really great work. We had probably a group of 20 to 25 people who came monthly and also worked within, you know, the month to do things. So it was a very active group.
At this point, did that group of people have a name?
No.
No.
We were just the teen pregnancy prevention work group.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you, we're going to talk more in our next episode about you specifically, but you're from York.
Right.
Or, well, that's where you live now. I don't know if that's where you're from. We'll find out. Stay tuned. How did you get connected with this initiative? How did you hear about it in the first place?
Yeah, I have been working in Reading for years before I had, you know, come in contact with Cook County Wellness Service. I was working on a project for the CDC at Reading School District. And things just happened, and I was doing a presentation at Berks County Intermediate Unit, and Carolyn was there. Mm. Carolyn's the executive director of Cook County Wellness Services. And after hearing me, I think this is how it happened. She asked me to come on board.
Okay, so you've mentioned Cook County Wellness Services a couple times, so we should stop for a minute and just say Cook County is kind of the backbone to what this initiative is and will become. So Carolyn Basic is the executive director there. Nadine Smet-Weiss, who Jen spoke about earlier, is an employee there. Barbara Waller, deputy director. So those are names you're probably going to hear throughout the conversation about Berks Teens Matter. Okay, so 3 years goes by. you guys are doing awesome things, you're just this little group of volunteers, you don't have a name.
Right.
Then what happens?
And we got to a place where we're like, we can only do so much. I mean, we had no funding whatsoever. We had a little bit of funding here and there, but not much. So we knew we kind of came to, you know, the point where there wasn't much that we could, that we felt that we could do to make an impact. And we also started hearing about communities throughout the nation that were doing some really good teen pregnancy prevention work, really bringing down the teen birth rates. And we started investigating and finding out, you know, that they were using this collective impact approach. And that's how kind of the teen pregnancy prevention work group merged into Berks Teens Matter. We educated ourselves about what the difference was between, like, you know, working together as a work group and collective impact. It's
enlighten us.
So when you collaborate with other people, you know, you're doing things in the community, but you don't really have the same goal. You don't have the same measurements. With collective impact, not only, you know, do you have one stated goal, which you've mentioned before, you know, to reduce teen pregnancy by 40% by 2022, but also you have shared measures. So if we say we're going to do this by 2022, not only do we want to see, you know, if we're moving that needle, you know, by the end, have we reached our goal? We need to see if what we're doing in the meantime is moving that needle towards the end. So we need some measures. Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? If not, how can we improve ourselves? And also the biggest difference is while our worker bees were extremely important and productive and we did great work, collective impact takes us to a different level where we really needed the CEOs, the executive directors, the MDs on the leadership committee for Berks Teens Matter, because we were really talking now more about policy change and getting some substantial funding and doing a lot of things that we had not done in the community before. And we knew we needed the leadership to do that, to be able to say to their employees, as an organization, we're on board with this. And so we're going to dedicate professional development time, or we're going to dedicate some funding, or we're going to allow you to go to the leadership committee every month and do some hours in between.
So give us an example of a few of the organizations that are a part of this collective impact.
Sure. We have Berks County Community Foundation. We have Berks Community Health Center. We have RAC. We have Planned Parenthood. We have many different provider sites, healthcare provider sites, all about children, all about women. Family Health Center, Reading Health System, which is part of those.
Centro Hispano.
Thank you. Senator Schwank, Judy Schwank's office. We have a police officer, Lou Shade, who is a part of our committee.
So, and that's just a few. We have tons more. I think there's about 31 altogether. And we'll tell you where to get information on all those towards the end of the podcast. So this is all of these businesses, organizations, people came together and said, we want to work together towards the same goal. It's going to affect all of us. It's going to make a difference for everyone in this county. Let's do it. You became the Collective Impact.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you get a name?
It took a while. I mean, you know, we have, you know, 30 organizations on board, so we had to come to a consensus. I mean, gosh, name, I would think maybe 6 months in.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got a name, and so we must be up to about, what, 2014 at this point?
Well, we began. Our first meeting was November 2014.
As the Collective Impact.
That was the first big meeting.
Okay.
Yes. And then moving forward, we worked on, you know, developing a goal, which is probably the first thing that we did. And then, you know, a name and a mission and values. What do we stand for? What do we represent? So all of that happened probably within the first 9 months of the initiative.
So the leadership committee, which is the representatives from all of these organizations, gets together once a month. These groups can be pretty big. But I think the first meeting I came to, there was probably 40 or 50 people there.
Right.
That committee is then broken up into four subcommittees.
Correct.
And each one of those committees focuses on a different area.
Yeah, we have strategic priorities.
The four subcommittees are, you're going to have to help me, community outreach.
Yep.
Parents and education.
No. Parents and families.
Parents and families.
Education and youth. Mm-hmm. And providers.
And providers. So there are people and professionals on each of those committees that have knowledge, obviously, in those areas. We have actual doctors, nurses on the providers committee. Mm-hmm. We have marketing people on the community outreach committee, teachers on the education committee. So we have really great minds behind all of these initiatives and ideas and campaigns that are starting out of this. All right, 2014 was the initial meeting of the collective impact. You guys accumulated all this information, your mission, your goals, a name, etc. We launched the initiative publicly May 4th, which was National Prevent Teen Pregnancy Day, right?
Yeah.
So lots of big things happening with this. There's a lot of spokes on the wheel, a lot of ideas. I can't believe how many ideas come out of the meetings we have every month. We have a group of youth ambassadors, so young people that are going to help us with peer education and reaching peers. All kinds of good stuff is happening. So that is pretty much your introduction to Berks Teens Matter. As we go forward with this series, we're going to talk more in depth to the people who are on this leadership committee, the kids that are involved, how we're getting the word out, how providers are going to make sure that your kids are getting the sexual health care that they need, all sorts of things. We're going to talk about great stuff. So if you've got kids, you definitely want to listen to this podcast. Even if you don't have kids, if you might have kids someday, if your friends have kids that might come to you for advice about sex, you're going to want to listen to this podcast. So that's it, Jen. Thank you for joining me. We're going to talk to you again on the next episode. And everybody out there, you can learn more about Berks Teens Matter on the web at www.berksteensmatter.org. We are also on Instagram as Berks Teens Matter and on Facebook. So we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.